Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 264. Today is Saturday, July 10th, 2021. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is my co-host, Nisi. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Welcome good. Back. And we're back. We are back.
Congratulations yes. to you and Execute.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it was lovely to have a break and to deal with all the things that we had to do, like, you know, like get married. There we go. Actually, yes, we have rings. I've got some stuff that I'll talk about in weeks and wow, which is like no wow, but might be wedding stuff. So yeah, but I first off, I just want to say to the team, to the WoW Challenges team, thank you so much for holding down the fort, for all the things that you do, guys, because it was pretty crazy leading up to the wedding. There was lots of things I was trying to get done, so, and then the wedding and the honeymoon and all of that. So we appreciate it. So Execute and I greatly appreciate everything that you've done, and especially from me, I'll give you, hang on, where's my little heart? Hearts to you guys. So thank you for that. But anyway, we're back, we're here. I know patch 9.1 has dropped.
Yes,
it's go back to work tomorrow. anyway. That's a whole different story for another time.
I bet.
And I just remembered, guess what? I forgot to mute the... I was doing really good, too. I was just waiting for, like, the ping here, ping there, but it's not. Anyway, let's get straight into it. Nisi, tell me, how's your week been? What you been up to?
It's been busy. I've had stuff going on outside of game, with different things, stuff going inside game, but... this week on the WoW Challenges side of things, I did manage to get some Bloodthirsty leveling in. We streamed that, so the Holy Priest is now level 39, Soul Snuggles. Nice. Got the Frost Mage Frozen Soul up to level 46. Got the Outlaw Rogue Soul Sapped to level 50. I've actually been toying around with, well, am I going to wait till 51? Am I going to go at 50? I actually made a trial class. Mm-hmm. And they start at 48. And I was like, oh no, I'm not leveling two levels to go into the mall and see what's going to happen. We're just going to go at 48. We'll see.
Yeah.
Being in the green gear and being a rogue, I was able to avoid some of the recent issues that we're going to talk about in a minute. But the hardest part for the trial class on that rogue was the elite that you have to try to kill at a distance, because the one range on the range spell I have is very close.
Yeah.
And I could not avoid the chains that he hits you with to pull you back in, and I was like, ugh. So that was a little nerve-wracking. And Crimson Vial does not have a very short cooldown in comparison to that spell.
Okay, that
was a little nerve-wracking.
E.
Did not like that. not at all. But really, I only took the trial class up through the escort, and then I was like, oh, I'll finish it out later, and then my brain forgot and I deleted it, so I have to redo it. Mm-hmm. to have a better idea of what I'm in for. But I also got the hunter, my namesake, Nisi, to level 55 in Bastion. That's going pretty well. I keep trying to push it a little bit faster because I want to be done out there, and it's not working. So I keep having to rein myself back in. It's like, no. I'm like, yeah, but it's a hunter. I can do this. And no, child, no. It's not going to work. I keep trying to kill the level 60 mobs while they're still red, and they're definitely letting me know that they're still level 60, and I'm not. So I have to keep backstepping and be like, all right, fine, I'll go back to the other mobs. But you know, it's I'm being a hardhead about it, and it's like, but I'm a hunter, I want to do this, I want to get through here faster, I've got people waiting to get in here. So but no, we got to 55 on that one, and I still do have my iron. I've had to combine my bloodthirsty and iron streams for time. Mm-hmm. So I've tried to do iron at the end if I have the time, and didn't get a whole lot done on her, but because of something that was brought to my attention from Fair and Zaya, I was like, oh, hey, I forgot. I could go to Darkmoon Fair and turn in the dungeon quests if I buy them off Auction House. So so I went and did that, and I picked up not quite half a level of XP, but okay. I got a good chunk of XP, and I'm like, okay, that's enough for her this week. So that will definitely help with finding chests on the weeks that Darkmoon Fair is up.
Nice. And we've got some interesting information.
We do.
Shortly. So that's good. Congratulations. 55 on Nisi. Wow.
Yes.
That's when did you make her? Was that BFA or
She might have been BFA, because I had lost Soul Shot, I think, during Legion. I'd have to go back and look, but I think that might be a BFA character.
Okay. Just, it feels like, you know, she's been around for ages.
Yeah, some of them have been, because some of them have sat for a while. Like Soul Sapped has been around for I don't know how friggin' long. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm like, why are you not max level yet? And I'm like, oh, right. I had to move parents at separate times. We had to go out of state several times. And then there was patches, and then they just sat.
IRL.
And I'm like, yeah.
IRL is just the biggest thing there is. So, yes. But still, I mean, 39, 46, 50, and 55.
I really didn't want to do it at the same time in Bastion. I really, really did not want to, because of how long it takes to get through there on one character. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, for time, I might have to. Yeah. And just reduce the number that I'm working on a week in stream, or go to grab a lower level one that doesn't take as much time to get through.
Yeah.
But it's like that rogue, the rogue's going to be very, very delicate, I think, in Bastion. Even though they've got the green gear on, they're not going to be able to deal with the mobs that do the gore. I can feel that already. Yeah. Just by how much damage the other ones are taking that don't really have a good way to heal themselves. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be ugly. So they're going to be very slow. I think they're going to, after they get into Bastion, I think they're going to be sitting for a little bit. I'm going to be like, okay, let's try to kill a couple of these mobs. And they're going to be very much on the side. They might only get seen like once a month now at this point after we get in there.
Yeah.
Just because of time, because it's going to be a long road on that one, I feel like.
Okay. So out of the priest, mage, rogue, and hunter for Bloodthirsty, which one is feeling you're most comfortable, and which one's your least? So I'm thinking least is rogue.
This is rogue. Rogue's never been a strong class for me. It's always been one of those where I've tried to level a normal, and I've gotten to like level 30, and then the wheels just came on off the wagon, and they just sat. And I'm like, oh, hey, I should play that again. I get back on them like 6 months later, and I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I have to start over. So I'm one of those people where if I stop playing it, I forget how to play it, and I have to be constantly playing it. So I'm going to go rogue's my least confident. Priest is my strong one, but I'm in Holy, And I have to keep reminding myself I don't have atonement on this character.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a reality check that I was facing this week. I was like, ooh, that hurt. So it's like, yeah, no, you actually have to heal yourself on this one.
Yeah.
Right now between these four, I'd say I'm a bit more confident on the Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And Hunter's not normally a class I play all the time either. But I'd say probably Hunter, Holy Priest, Mage, then Rogue right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mage, I'm getting through, but she's damn squishy.
Yeah.
And she's still in the FA. I definitely feel the level jumps on her now if I log out to try to get the more XP with everything scaling up, because she's still scaling.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely feel the hits after like 30% through the level now. It hurts. So I have to be real careful with her.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it's interesting to know how. And obviously, Bloodthirsties have got green gear, which is different to iron. But, it's still... The more's rough.
I'm dying that green gear. Dead is dead.
Yeah. Dead is dead. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. You can be wearing full purples and still die. Like me. Okay. Many, many times yesterday in the mall on leader. Because... I hate that place with a deadly passion. But anyway, that's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, the few times I've been in there, I haven't been a fan of myself, I have to say.
Yeah, I was starting to warm up to it, and then 9.1 hit, and now I'm like, I hate it again. I'm like,
I don't think I've them all since 9.1. I haven't really had time to do any of the end stuff. Yeah. I think my one level 60 is like at 2 or 4 renown. That's how little I've been playing them. Mm. So.
Understandable.
Got no time.
Understandable. Yes. Yes. All right. Well, well done with your leveling this week. And because I know you have been, IRL has been a bit crazy for you. So, you've done well. Which is good to see. So congratulations and good luck going forward. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, which is very exciting. Okay, so for me, I've not played very much at all because obviously wedding, honeymoon, all sorts of things. And then I get back and I was still trying to clean up from wedding and all that kind of thing. And then patch hit. And I've just been dabbling in patch. So I haven't actually I haven't even looked at the challenges. I've just kind of been trying to sort through. fun fact, you might appreciate this. Changing your name is the biggest headache in the whole entire world. Oh my lord. Yes. And we've just come out of a 3-day lockdown. So we've had some COVID cases and it's all been a little bit crazy. So a lot of stuff, we've been in, like, nothing's back to normal. Everything's still very high for, if you don't need to go out, don't go out, that kind of thing. So I've been trying to do a whole heap of name changes online where I could upload the documents. And then you've got some places that are like, no, we can't possibly do that. We need you to come in. And it's like, we're in COVID times. Like, seriously, the last thing I want to do is go and be in a place with other people. So,
you're lucky you upload some online. I think when I did my name change, you had to be in person just about everywhere. Such a pain in the ass because these people's offices were not on like bus routes and I had to get rides to get there. And then it was 2 hours sitting there to tell you, oh, we need this too. And I'm like, what?
Mm.
You didn't tell me that. That wasn't on your website.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no. I think the changes for those in particular have come in since the pandemic. And which is good because there's a lot of stuff. Like, if I've got the documents and some agencies can not interconnect, but they can verify. Then, you know, all they say is, do you give us authority to verify this with, you know, the Department of Births, Deaths and Marriages? And it's like, well, yeah, of course, because I do, because, you know,
I don't want to do it.
It's like, well, what happens if I say no? Like, I mean, of course. So there's been a lot of fun and games trying to get that all sorted.
So,
yes,
that's something that you're gonna have to do, like every time you read, like your ID, like this is who I am, like issued by the country or the state that you're in. I don't know how they do things over there, because over here, every time I renew my driver's license, I have to take everything with me. No. My marriage certificate, birth certificate, all of it has to go with them, and they have to see it again.
No. Once I've done that, so one of the first things I did was driver's license, and I had to go in. I couldn't, because it's change of name, plus they, being licensed, they need to take a new photo, which thank God they did, because my other photo was like 5 years old, and it's just like, no, I want an up-to-date one. So I had to go in, presented the documents, and I had everything there, and it wasn't a problem, but they don't issue, I don't know what you guys have, but for us, they don't issue it like they used to. They used to do it, and about 10 minutes, you'd have it. They'd, you know, hand it over. Now yeah, you've got to do it all.
Right.
Yeah, no. So now it gets sent away to, they've got a processing center that does it all up, because ours is, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's a high-tech microchipped. It's, so then it gets sent out, and it can take anything from about 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm walking around, like, they give you... They give me a temporary paper driver's license, but for something. It's not photo ID until I get the photo, you know. So there's a lot of things that,
like renewing your driver's license here, especially if you're one of the states that has to have the enhanced ID. At least this happened the last time I renewed my ID, which was like maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah.
It's like playing bingo, because you either have to have a passport to fly or this enhanced ID to fly with special stickers on it to show that it wasn't faked or anything. And you have to play bingo with how many points certain states that you live in. This was like this in New Jersey and here. You have to accumulate a certain number of points with the certain documents that you have.
Yes.
And this document's worth this amount of points, that document's worth that amount of points. And you have to take it every effing time. I'm like, I'm already in your system.
Wow.
Why?
Yeah. Well, most of that we don't have to do. Once it's in the system, that's it. And to renew, we don't need to do that. You only...
Oh, no.
If there's been another name change, so
yes, we have to have it all every time.
But I've just found how antiquated some organizations are, that there is no possibility of doing stuff. You know, again, we're in a pandemic, we're still dealing with cases in particular over in Australia. It's gone a bit rampant down south. Queensland's okay, but we had a bit of a scare and hence had to go into like a 3-day lockdown but we're still in a period of extremes, so you can't just go and do anything. I think that ends either Monday night or Tuesday night. So unless you've got to go out for, you know, like food and essential work and things like that.
You know, like hanging out on the street, talking.
So it's still a bit tight here at the moment. So the last thing I want to do is, you know, be going around. But there's quite a few places they're like, yeah, no, we need you to come in. So it's been all fun and games. But anyway, what I thought I would share with you guys is... I don't think he's here. I was going to share some photos. So obviously it's been, and I, first off, before I forget, I apologize. I don't know what's going on with my green screen. I've tried fixing it, so apologies. There's like, it's
Ooh,
the
it's
back.
Being extra stupid, isn't it?
It's being very annoying.
The only thing I can suggest is maybe either hit it with some wrinkle release or like take a steam iron to it and see if that helps. Maybe.
I might have to try that. It's just, it's normally not been an issue, but for some reason today it is. So I apologize for that.
So
but
that corner.
Yeah. Hence why I thought, hang on. I thought if I sit maybe like over here. So what I thought I'd do. All right. So we've got cute little, here we go. Let's see if it stayed where I asked it to stay. Now, where is my... Okay, so of course, hang on. Of course it's decided to... All right, let's go.
It ever works when you want it to.
I had everything set up and I'm like, seriously? And now it's not going. Okay, so let's start. Okay. So here we go. So these are just some photos. We have photographer Ben. He was fantastic. So there's stuff, and obviously we did live stream it, which was just kept like it wasn't put out to the masses, but we did live stream it to family and friends that obviously were overseas and couldn't make it. So it's... this is me getting ready. he got some really, really good shots, but I'm going to drop that down to about, sorry, bear with me, because now it doesn't want to do it. All right. So this is all the, thank you, live stream. We're very lucky.
It was.
Execute's friend Alex was able to hold, and you know, I'd been prepping stuff and we were trying to get everything to work, and just so at least that the live stream for those that couldn't make it could at least hear, at least, you know, I would have done it on Twitch, but I think I'd previously said that we couldn't. There he is.
Yeah, the music would have got you in trouble.
The biggest thing was because there was a fair bit of Warcraft music through, which would have been fine, but because
yeah,
we used
okay.
normal, like normal music, I walked down to INXS's Never Terrace part, so that would have muted the whole thing, and you know, it just would have been. This is like one of my favorite things. This was a special thing I gave him while I was upstairs getting dressed. He was downstairs getting dressed. So this is beforehand. This is, I can't remember. This is before getting ready to go. I think Mum was talking to me or Dad was talking to me, whichever was. I don't remember, but... it just feels like a typical shot of me. So one of the things that I was able... I haven't got it on, but one of the things that I had was I found this World of Warcraft bracelet. And that was... And I wore that. So it had, like, Doomhammer and swords and Hearthstone symbol and all sorts of things that had to do with World of Warcraft. So... I had to wear that. These are my shoes. They're pretty... They're heels. I'm not a huge heel person. But they... And they're purple. And they're really cute. So I had to have them. So here we are. This is me arriving at... Yeah, this is me arriving. And everyone else had gotten out. And I don't think I... Oh, maybe I did put a photo of the car in. I can't remember. This is me with Mum and Dad, just getting ready to come in. It was all... The limo in the background was fantastic. I love that limo, but getting out of it in a wedding dress and heels is not.
That would be a bit of a challenge.
Excuse me. So this is a shot of where we had it at, which was at Timber Bowls Club, which is really great. This massive area, which was the ceremony, as well as we had the reception there. So, so that's our family and friends. It's me. I can't remember what he said, but I'm pretty sure there was something. There was something like something cute or funny. So yeah, but the vows. There was a lot of Warcraft and gaming stuff towards. So that's, yes, so we've done it. You see the deal. That's the kiss. And as you can see, I don't know if you can see, but there's a little Horde Alliance symbol, which was a big theme throughout our, like, with the wedding. So that's one of the photos. After Ben got some really great, like, black and white photos, color photos, really fantastic. So that was after, and so it's done. That's after we've signed the certificate. And I love my flowers. I don't know if you get a close up of. I've got them drying, but dried. I probably should have, like, I don't know, maybe sprayed them before they started to dry. This one's called my, I call this my Muriel's shot. So I don't know if you've ever seen Muriel's wedding, but if you have, when she marries the South African dude and after she's married, that's like the face. It's like she pulls this face and I pulled that face. So yeah, so that's us after we've been married, which was very exciting. Everything went really well. And again, Nisi, thank you for also doing a backup.
No problem.
Which was really good. And we've got our recording from the live stream on the laptop, and I can't flip it around, babe. I've only got these to work with. That's us outside after the wedding, getting some photos with the limo before it takes off. It's just a beautiful limo. It's so gorgeous. It's like vintage, old. So it was really nice. Thanks, Chris. Neither one of us has a bad side, babe. So there we go. And that's my bouquet, which is, so it was, our theme was very purple, red. Purple, of course, you know, it's a theme through all of the things that we have. I love that photo. That's really good. I've got that in color and black and white, but I don't know, there's something about that in black and white that just, it's a good photo. So, and yep, that's also a really good photo. Love that one. Ben wanted us, it took us a minute. He's like, you need to link your hands like this. And I'm like, how? So that was a fun one. So we are now bind and equip, as you can see. I've still got some, yeah, BOE. Yes, we did have that factored into the ceremony. So there was, you know, there was, yes, rolling was of dice, and there was, you know, things were soul bound and bind on equip. And as I said, we had a lot of we had a lot of gaming and particularly WoW stuff in there, which was...
So, like, did your family get, like, the WoW references, or did they just kind of, like, go over their heads a little bit? Because I know a lot of us in the WoW community that were able to be invited that couldn't make it to there in person. Like, we all got it, like, right away, and we're like, oh!
I mean, everyone said... so this is the cake. I think I do a close up on one of the cakes. I think it was afterwards that they kind of really got it. Like most, I had a lot of family and friends me feeding him. Because I also made Dalaran brownie cake, and which is somebody's favorite. So I had to give him a piece of that. I had a lot of family say to mum and dad in particular that, you know, they just said it was fantastic ceremony. They really enjoyed it. And, you know, even through the gaming references and whatnot, they might not have got it, but they got it. A lot of them asked questions in particular after the ceremony as well. And our gaming friends that were around, you know, could help fill in the blanks a little bit.
There were some people to explain a few of the things.
Yes.
Because I was like, oh, that's so cute. But then I was like, oh, I wonder how many people got that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we were lucky we had quite a few gaming friends. Some friends managed to come up from Sydney, thank goodness, because Sydney is now in, like, lockdown. They've been in lockdown for, what, like 2-3 weeks? So this is a bridal table, so we had to have Murlocs. So we had, you know, so again, we had a lot of bits and pieces right through. Not only the ceremony, but also the reception. This is cake table, which had many cakes. Yes, I made all the cakes and the cupcakes. So that was a massive job, but you know what? I'm so happy with how they turned out, and I should have some close-up photos. So that's cupcakes, had them in little purple containers. I also had on, hang on, where are they? I also had on top of the cupcakes, can't remember if I've got a close up. What's the next photo? I'm trying to remember.
I think Alex took us on a tour of the dessert table, those that were in the live stream, and was just showing everything off and making us all jealous that we couldn't have anything to eat.
So I found these little wow characters. There was, I can't remember how many.
I'm wondering if you had made them or if that was something that you had bought.
No, I found them on eBay, and they're just like just various ones. So what I did was, that's the Dalaran brownie cake. So of course I had the little Sylvanas and little Arthas on that. In my bouquet, I had little one of these, and in Execute's groom's pin, he had Arthas, which was just hiding in there. That's one of the fruit cakes, so that's the normal fruit cake. So I made a gluten-free fruit cake, which is this one. So that's our symbol, our Horde Alliance, and in purple. So hand cutting that out of fondant is fantastic.
That had to be a pain in the ass.
Never again. Never again. But and
I saw how intricate that was. I was like, oh
yes. And I made the roses, the red roses, and all of that. The same as now. That's got a black fondant on it with the heart. So it just, you know, I just wanted something really simple because that was the normal one. And there's the cupcakes, and as I said, they all had these little, I made 4 dozen gluten-free white chocolate mud cupcakes. So they all had these little symbols on top, and some people took them home because they were like, yeah, it's so cute. And others were like, what are they? It's like, are these gaming things? And it's like, yeah, yes, we did. Yes, Taco, we did. And during the ceremony, there was many references to that as well as through the night. So these are some of the photos that we got done with our photographer, Ben, where he took us, we went outside and he got various shots, which was, there's some really good. So I've just included a couple. That's our wedding sign. So that was the banner that stood right, so people, when they walked up into the bowls club, that was, they would see that's where you have to go for the wedding. So I had this is us walking in after the, like, after we've been away, got married, you know, went and got the photos done, and my uncle's introduced, and, you know, Mr. and Mrs., and here we are. So but yeah, the wedding banner, Dad, I actually gave Dad the what I want, like the draft of what I wanted, and he cut it and varnished and helped put it together, and then I did all the wording and the colors, and made the little mini quilt banner to go on top. So so yeah. I still reckon you clean up. You do clean up all right in a suit. You look very, very nice.
Oh, he looked really good.
Very good. Very good, yes. Very handsome. So, yeah. So there we go. We're back to the start. All right. So I will, hang on, take. There we go. So that's just some photos to share with you guys. And, As you know, so that's what I've been up to. And then we had the honeymoon, which was fantastic. And if you want to see honeymoon photos, we'll pop over to my Twitter account or Facebook. But we had a lovely time, which was great. I'm all done with my show and tell. Yes. Yes. So, but it was Warcraft related, so, you know, we had many, many themes within, which was really good. And our celebrant, Neat, Anita, was just fantastic. So we had speeches and words that came through from people overseas, you know, that she incorporated the audios into the ceremony, and yeah, it was great. So it's, like I said, it's all done. Now we come back to reality and, being home and more reality. 'Cause I, even though somebody has been back at work already, I go back to work tomorrow, but anyway. So yeah, so that's what I've been up to. So there you go, guys. Just wanted to share that with you. And it was good. Everything, the day was fantastic. Everything went accordingly. And our family and friends all had a wonderful time. It was a very long day. Very long day. But, you know, everything worked out and it was good. So, yay. All right, well, now that I've hijacked that for about half an hour, where are we? I was going to do news. Let's see, because I know we've got some stuff to talk about. Where's my bumper?
Oh, yes. Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
There's our Rogue Slayer. Okay. All right, so a few things that we need to go through. First off, there's been a lot going on since I've been away. First off, congratulations to Stir on getting Troll Stir to max level and becoming our 16th Shadowlands Iron Man champion. So congratulations on that. Yes. However, that's not the only thing.
We're not so done yet. We have to extend congratulations to Jang on getting Jangler C to max level and becoming our 17th Shadowlands Iron Man champion. So congrats to Jang.
Well done, Jang. But we are not done. So also, just not to be outdone at all, is huge congratulations to Zaya for reaching max level on two, not one, on two characters. Zaya, Zestra, and Zyrelin. Zaya 1 and 2.
Zyastra and Zaya Rylin is how I'm pronouncing them. I don't know if that's correct.
Okay. That sounds good. So Zaya did two irons, and so that makes 18 and 19 Shadowland iron champions. So again, so there's been three people with four tunes, which is fantastic. Where's my little here we go. Well done. That's awesome. Who would have thought? 19 irons.
Yeah, it's been busy.
We're not even... How many months in are we?
Seven?
When did it come
seven
out?
7 full months?
Seven, eight. We're not even a year in. We've got 19 irons. Wow. It still blows my mind, considering how things were looking originally. It was like, damn.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's all exciting. So well done, guys, on that. Keep it up. Go, go, go. Now, we had mentioned earlier, 9.1 dropped. So I'm going to hand this over to you. So tell us all the things. What's
there
happened?
There have been things.
Yes.
There have been things and there have been stuffs, and we're slowly finding them. So if you guys come across something odd, do let us know. But so far, since 9.1 dropped, what was it, earlier this week? No, last week, I think. I don't remember. It dropped recently. Yes. We had some new bugs pop up, some new issues pop up. Now, this issue started right before patch went live, so I think something happened when the background info started to download. A flight from darkness, that's going to be the escort quest in the mall. It has returned to behaving like it did, or close to like it did, in beta. It's not as bad as beta from what I'm hearing, but it's close. So for some classes that don't have stealth or feigned death or a way to get out of combat very easily, or that have many fail safes in their cooldown toolkit, you got to be really careful. Yep. And because the moss worm are all dive bombing you before they even think about looking at the NPCs again. So I don't know if this is working, quote, as intended, end quote, or if this is a bug, but this has popped up since 9.1 was coming in. So anybody that you're gonna take through the mall, strongly suggest you take a scout or a trial class in, gear it down to however your challenger is geared or close to it, so that way you can get an idea of how you want to utilize your cooldowns, because there's two spots in that escort quest where the dive bombing from the mall swarm are going to happen. And you definitely have to watch your feet for the blue swirls, because that's a sign that they're going to come down and hit you. So you want to get out of that ASAP. So do be mindful of that. Now, we also had an issue with a couple of quests. Now, when Zaya and Stir had been doing some testing on the world quests, they had compiled a list of what they felt were pretty safe iron quests, or world quests for 50 and up if you take Threads of Fate. Two of those are now in question. One may have been fixed. So now Zaya, I believe, did go back and update the forum post, but you still want to, you know, test this out so you can see what it's going to do for you in person. Yeah. One of the quests is Gormageddon, and the other one's a Dangerous Harvest. Now, it was mentioned in a hotfix that the problem with the Dangerous Harvest quest, where the Night Song Arden Moth transformation was easily being removed, apparently they fixed that. But I would still test that just to make sure before you take your live iron in on that. And the other one, with the Gormageddon, it was not giving the vehicle the damage. It was giving the player the damage, from what I'm understanding.
Oh, okay.
The elites were hitting you like a truck. And also, when the quest ended, I believe it was just like throwing you out into the middle of a pack of mobs, from what I understand, from what the others were saying. I've not done this in person, so I don't know for sure. So Zaya had posted a couple of tactics in Discord about how to maybe handle that or hang near the front entrance of where you go in to do that quest. And Fair is saying that the Gormageddon is still a problem. So yeah, I would definitely avoid that for right now. I think it was amended on the forum post to not do that one at this time.
Yeah.
But a dangerous harvest may have been fixed, so you might want to test that one before actually trying that. But yeah, so that's a little bit of a thing. I'm not sure if it sounds like Gormageddon's a bug. So I mean, if you wanted to try it on a scout and then report on the bug forums what you found, that might be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you word it politely.
Yep.
And clearly, we want to be polite. We're not gonna be dicks about bugs that we find on the forums. We want to just report.
Yeah.
Now flying is available to characters once you have completed the last sigil quest chain. And you need, I believe, 44 renown. Now, flying will go to all of your characters once you've unlocked it with one. So you can do it mm-hmm. with a normal, perhaps the one that you used to get Threads of Fate unlocked for your Challenger. And then your Challenger will be able to fly, which yep. might be a little bit helpful in getting around some of the zones. You will be able to fly in the zone. You can't fly from one island to another, though. You still have to use the flight points for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it might make it a little bit easier getting up to some of those world quests and Revendreth or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
so, I mean, that's a good thing. And we do have a link to the what all is required for the flying.
I'll put it in the chat room.
But everything wasn't all doom and gloom and sad. We did have a couple of good things happen for us as challengers across the... Well, maybe not for Bloodthirsty, yeah. but for the rest of us. the irons and the...
Never for Bloodthirsty.
Bloodthirsties are the unwanted redheaded stepchildren. But nobody loves them. But we did have a couple of good things happen. And these... We didn't see any mention of this. I didn't. It just kind of... Oh, hey, that's a thing now. We saw an increase in XP gains for characters over level 50, where previously the XP had been greatly reduced. So mm-hmm. cooking and fishing dailies for your pacifists are now awarding their normal XP. It's not cut down after 50.
Yep.
Fair was saying on a level 58, she got just under 9K for the fishing and cooking dailies. That's a really good... positive thing.
Wow, rested?
Because that was not what we had been seeing.
I'm assuming rested?
Yeah, that was rested.
Nice!
So that was like fantastic. We also saw an increase in XP points being awarded from Dark Moon Fair. For the profession quests, the archaeology turn-in, and the buyable dungeon items, like mm-hmm. I had mentioned earlier. So I was getting close to rested XP, almost a full chest worth at level 49. Nice. So I don't know what that's going to be at level 50 and above, but Zaya and Fair both said that they saw increases on that as well.
Yeah.
And lastly, which was probably a bigger thing, halfway through Midsummer Fire Festival, when this patch came in, we suddenly saw an increase in fire quests being given on characters level 50 and up, where previous holiday events, we had seen the XP just down the toilet on level 50 and up.
Yeah.
They came back up to where they should be, or where we felt they should be, or at least close to. But you can actually get some meaningful XP for your irons and your pacifists.
Nice.
At least we did with Midsummer. We're hoping, fingers crossed, toes crossed, body crossed, that this will continue into Brewfest and Halloween and whatnot. But we won't know till we get there. But we're really hoping that this stays.
Yeah, it'd be really interesting as to what their thought process has been, because we know, like, for us that has been playing WoW for quite some time, world events has always been a big thing on any tune, whether it's challenge tunes, whatever. I love world events, have always loved world events. The bonus was that if you're taking an alt through, yay, you get some levels. And then all of a sudden, they're like, here, have your world events that we worked really hard in giving you, you know, all these things that you can do. But then we're going to strip back your XP. Like,
yeah.
Why? You want us to do this stuff and you put a lot of time into the game. Why would you make us not want to do it? So,
yeah, like, I don't know if
it's good they've changed it.
They just got to, or maybe they saw a decrease in world event participation and realized that's what was going on.
Maybe. Sorry.
I don't know, but hey, we're going to take it. We're happy. We're excited.
And I hope it stays.
It continues into the next upcoming holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say so. And fair, look, valid point. She says, I think maybe someone noticed that no one was doing Wintervale. Yeah. And honestly, you know, with all the changes that we've had since Shadowlands has come out, and there's been such a kerfuffle in, you know, we've had issues with XP, we've had issues with bugged bits and pieces, that for a lot of us, especially on your challenge turns, the last thing you want to do is take them and do something where you feel like you're hitting your head against a brick wall.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're already doing that playing a challenge turn. So then, you know,
some
it's
more just, than others, depending on the challenge.
But. Yes. So it's just, you know, these things that have come along that have always had a level of, you know, okay, well, it's something fun to do on the challenge turn. It gets you some XP. You know, and therefore you feel like that you're making some progress. Whereas, you know, when they had stripped it right back, I think it was very frustrating for a lot of us.
Maybe the scaling was off when they did level squish, and maybe they were finally able to get a team on it to get it evened out, maybe, or they realized it was a bigger problem than they thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know, but hey, I'm just happy that there's been some progress on that front.
And of course, we understand Shadowlands has bought the biggest changes we've ever had to face, not only on normal tunes, but on challenge tunes, because we were 120. They stripped us right back to start at level 50, and we're going to 60. And, you know, like, there has been so many changes that maybe, you know, Blizzard has just been trying tweaking things, or, you know, something was an oversight. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's just been a little bit of a headache. So at least this has been some awesome news with Fires, with Darkmoon Fair. Yay, thank you, Darkmoon Fair. So, you know, cooking and fishing dailies on the passies, like, yay. It's, I mean, fantastic. I'm sure Fair is doing a major happy dance and probably still doing a major happy dance. So, that's really good news for all of us, for all our tunes. So, yay. So that's fantastic. Excellent. Well, that was a lot of news. There was a lot of stuff to catch up on. So
it's been busy.
It has been very busy. And obviously, I've not been here for a month, which does make also some things that have changed and whatnot. So, yay. So, Chris, happy dance. That's for Fair's happy dance. That's awesome. Thank you, Chris. Mwah, thank you. All right. Now, I don't know if we had this one, Nisi. So, my bad if I've not done the update. Remind me after the show.
I don't think so, because I'm looking at this date and I'm like, that doesn't look familiar at all. I think the last stuff I had was before you left.
Yes, so that's okay. I just had that thought right then. It was like,
where did that come from?
Yeah, I better go check. And I was like, oh, okay. So Spreadshirt is doing a 20% off everything from the 11th of July to the 14th of July. So for those of you that are after some sweet WoW Challengers merch, there we go, something like that, pop on over 20% off, okay? So 11th to 14th. And Nisi, remind me, I will get you the updated list. where is my bumper? Here it is. Let's do this one.
Hey, yo! It's Chit Chat!
And it's the Zorts. All right. Where is his bumper? Here we go. Let's play this one because we like to... Well, it's usual. It's what we have to do. Here we go.
It's Azzy's pun.
Every time. Every time. The crickets. Gotta love the crickets. Oh, all right. What have we got? Hit me with it.
All right. So this one's actually from Azzy's Pun Vault. I Googled missing medieval servant, and it came back. Page not found.
Oh, yep. Cute. Okay. Excellent. All right. What have we got? We've got one from Dave. So, and Dave's not here. Dave's on a road trip or something, apparently. Yes. I saw. So, yes. Dave, drive safe. Stay safe wherever you are.
He's on a wrestling expedition.
Oh, I see. Excellent. All right. So, from Dave, what is the best part of living in Switzerland? Not quite sure, but I hear that the flag is a big plus. Oh, yep.
Good old Dave.
On you, Dave. All right. Okay, we did have a question. What have we got?
Okay, so from the Sabbath, I believe is how it's pronounced. Hello, I want to start an Iron Man challenge, but really don't know where to begin. Do I just create a character and start the level? Do I need to register him first somewhere? Well, that's a little bit of a process. We're going to get more in depth in this, I think, next week, maybe.
Yes.
But to start out, you want to take your level one character. You want to pull up the rules for the challenge that you wish to participate in. And you want to start to follow those rules from level one. Once you get to level 10, you'll need to make sure that you have your display character's only achievement box checked. And if you do, you want to log out, then exit, and then go over to the website, type your character name in, pick your realm, pick your challenge of choice, and then you should be added to the list. Sometimes the API is a little slow to update, so it doesn't let you add right away. Mm-hmm. Don't panic. Give it a couple of hours or a day or two, and then try again. And if you're still getting weirdness happening, then get in touch with us and we'll see if we can track down what's going on or get you added ourselves.
Yeah, API seems to be a little bit better the last couple weeks.
It's been doing okay. It hasn't had the long delay that we had seen. Mm-hmm. Some players like Azzy are experiencing some weirdness. I don't know if it's just the API being slow for him or what, but he's had some trouble adding, but he's been the only one, so but we've been able to add him when he's been having trouble, so okay. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Yeah. All right. So, and again, just a reminder that you can add for Iron Man is fine to add, Pacifist is fine to add, Bloods, what we're still a bit, we're having
Bloods can be added, but there's an issue with the shaman's weapon immune. Currently, it's a little buggy. You can use the weapon immune. It's in your spell book. You're allowed to use it. It's part of your class. However, if you have it on, and you go to update, it's going to red flag you and tell you that it's an enchant when it's not. So we've noticed us testing it, trying to figure out what is going on.
Yep.
If you remove it and then update, it will fix it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
we have a workaround.
As for everything else, it's not working. I will give you a very brief, quick insight as to. I'll be looking at some other stuff for wardens wise, because time factors, etc. It's not happening. So I'm going to be guessing we'll be making some changes shortly, soon TM, whichever way that you want to say to that. But for now, Iron Man is working, which is our traditional you know, it is been our traditionals. We've been the home of the Iron Man ever since, you know, since day dot. So if you want to do Iron is fine, Passy is fine. Any variant from that, you're going to have problems, and until it either gets fixed or if it doesn't get fixed, you know, there are things and stuff that admin in particular need to work some stuff out, and as soon as that's done and wardens worked out with wardens, etc., we'll let you know. But it's just, you know, it's just things. Shadowlands has been such a big change in data API wise that it's, you know, it's all been a mess. On top of that, you've got IRL, you've got a pandemic that's hit worldwide. So there's a lot of factors, but I'll let you know when I've got a bit more information. I can keep apologizing and saying, look, you know, it is what it is, but we will need to be looking at something soon. Not need to be looking at. There will be decisions made soon. So I will get back to you on that. Okay, now I don't know if you read this one. This is mine because
I saw it.
Okay, so I saw this on Twitter a couple of days ago and I thought it was so good that when I read it out to execute, he may have said some choice words to me, but I thought it was really cute. So I'm going to read it to you guys. I was like, damn it, I'm going to say it in our chit chat. So this is me. I saw it via Twitter. It says, I got drunk in Madrid once and woke up with a tattoo. I was going to get it removed, but I was surprised at how good it was. I guess I wasn't expecting the Spanish ink precision. That's hilarious. I thought
Stone's in the chat.
No, Stone, it is. That's, unfortunately, that is the same thing that Execute said to me when I told him. I thought it was so cute. I thought it was so cute. No, literally, I said, I want to do this. And he just went, no. And I went, I'm doing it for the show. And he's like, no. And I'm like, yes, I am. Anyway, so yes, it's, you know, it's just, it was so cute. I had to. So anyway, welcome, Stone, and everyone for hanging out and being here. Excellent. Okay, well, we're gonna wrap things up now that, you know, oh wow, we've been an hour. It's longer than I thought we were going to be. It's obviously me showing all the photos, like that's what it was. All right, so if you can do the Iron Elite, please. This sure. is an updated list, so everything's up to date, including, did I change it on the website? No, I did, yeah. It's okay. I did do that.
Because I saw some choice words on Twitter the other day, and I'm like, oh, she's got to be working on that. Because you and I feel the same about that particular program.
Oh, I love WordPress.
All right. So we'd like to see the Iron Elite. You guys help us keep things functioning here. Without you, we would be in dire straits. But thank you very much. We greatly appreciate all of the support that you give us.
There we go.
So, without further ado, thank you to Alejandros, Some Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair, Gaston, Chris W, Lauren Remar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Charming, Me, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Swingcat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winiba, Zaya, and Zorts.
And I just have to say again, thank you guys for all your support, and to our Iron Elites, it's, you know, it, everything does help. So thank you for paying for the website and all the bits and pieces that go along with that. So thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Okay, now from Stirstone and myself, we have to say thank you. I don't have to, but I want to. Sorry, I want to say thank you to our fabulous mods for all the things that you guys do. And again, like I said to you earlier, thank you for keeping an eye on things while I've been away with the wedding and the honeymoon and all that, and even before with like wedding prep and everything. So thank you guys for the things that you do, because truly means a lot, and that I know that I can, you know, do these things, and you guys are there to look after the bits and pieces. So thank you so much. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, thank you so much for all the things that you do. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you to our code wardens, and also thank you to everyone that's here, that's watching in Twitch at the moment. Thank you, Chris, for your resub and your bits for the, what was it, for the happy dance? Happy dance, yeah. Bits. So thank you very much for that. And for anyone listening on the podcast, thanks for tuning in and downloading. We do appreciate that. Now, I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, July 17th. It's July. It's July. Wow. Wait, it's crazy.
What the hell happened?
I know. July 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, next week, we are going to be doing a Back to Basics. So we're going to break things. We haven't done one for a while, so figured it might be a good time to go through the Back to Basics as to like challenge tunes. If you've got any questions, please send them in. Drop them via email, Twitter, Discord, Facebook, whichever. If you've got any particular questions that you would like answered. Otherwise, we're just going to do like a broad overview of the Back to Basics next week, and I've got a couple people coming to help with that, so thank you. And don't forget where you can find all of the things is over at wowchallenges.com. You can find the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels there. If you want to listen and download the episode, pop over to either Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And certainly, if you want to contact me, contact the show through email, send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Nisi, where can we find you, please?
Oh, goodness. Well, if you really need to find me, you can find me in the Wow Challenges Discord, Nisi, #4863. I'm also on Twitch, streaming a few days a week, and the Twitch channel is NisiBGN. You can find me on Twitter @NisiBGN if you need to reach out to me through there. And I've also been getting better at exporting my VODs over to YouTube, so the YouTube channel is seeing some action once again, and that is NisiBGN as well.
Yay! Pretty much NisiBGN. That's
pretty much. I try to keep it, you know, the same to make it easy on people, because some people have like 15 different names between different platforms. So.
Yes. That is true. It's one of those things that when you start off like on social media, that, you know, with gaming and social media, you kind of,
oh yeah,
you don't realize that picking a name can be, you know, that you want to run through everything can be really quite important. You know, when you've got different
like
ones.
Yeah, established a foothold under this name, and then, oh, but I'm this over there because I made that just messing around, and now that's what I have. Yeah, and exactly. Oh, we're this over there now, too. So.
Yes. Yeah.
It's easier trying to keep it as one thing.
The things, you know, it's like the things you learn along the way. Not that I've done that, but, you know, you can see that with certain people around, and you're like, that's easier. That person. That's it. So, all right, and don't forget, you can find where you can find me over on Twitter. I'm @LetaWow, which is LETETAWOW, because someone else has Leta. How rude! Still, I don't think they even tweet. I don't think they even tweet. It's just like someone's
inactive.
Taking it.
I want this name.
Oh, It's just like, I want my... But then I think, well, hang on, I've got that right across, you know, like, other True. Things. So it's just what it is. But if you want to get me also, you know, on Discord, etc., like, you know, there's things and means and whatnot, or contact the mods if you really need to get me, and they can, you know, poke me. in a way.
The stick quite long enough, but I can try.
Yes, exactly. Like, boop, 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 boop. Okay, and last lot of thank yous, please.
Oh, yes. So we would like to extend a big thank you to Mr. Bright01 on our lovely intro. You can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright01. We'd also like to thank Epic We'd also like to thank Epic Insanity on our outro. There we go. You can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as the first the Frozen Nerds podcast. I certainly cannot speak anymore.
Well, lucky we're wrapping things up. So yeah. But again, to Russ and to Epic, you know, for our intros and outros, every single time that intro starts, not only is the music just perfect for that, but, you know, it makes me smile and I want to do a little boogie. And the same with the outro. The outro is a bit more like a chill, like rockin', but like chill. Yeah. So it they're both great. So again, thank you guys for that. All right, well, we will be back next week. Don't forget, if you've got any back to basic questions, please get them into us. Otherwise, we'll be doing a broad overview next week of, you know, how to get started, what things you can look at, and all of that, because we haven't done one of those for a while, and it's always a good refresher to go through, and plus we've got new people playing, so that's why.
A few.
And plus, with all the changes with Shadowlands, like, huge amount of changes, yeah. So we'll do that. All right, guys, well, other than that, please, everyone, just stay safe, both in and out of game. Nisi, thank you for helping co-host this week and for all the things that you've done. We appreciate you. And to you guys, just take it easy. Have a great week, and we will see you again next week. Alrighty? Bye!
Bye!
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.